So this is one of the set piece natural descriptions that won so many admirers for the book back in Britain. It's a description of the waterfall outside of Fredrikstad. Wollstonecraft writes, "Reaching the cascade, or rather cataract, the roaring of which had a long time announced its vicinity, my soul was hurried by the falls into a new train of reflections. The impetus dashing on the rebounding torrent from the dark cavities, which mocked the exploring eye, produced an equal activity in my mind. My thoughts darted from earth to heaven, and I asked myself why I was chained to life and its misery. Still, the tumultuous emotions this sublime object excited were pleasurable, and viewing it, my soul rose with renewed dignity, above its cares, grasping its immortality. It seemed as impossible to stop the current of my thoughts as of the always veering, still the same torrent before me. I stretched out my hand to eternity, bounding over the dark speck of life to come." So this is one of the passages that people like Coleridge and Southey, the poets back in England, responded to so positively about the book. I think one of the striking things about it, though, is that it's not so much focused on detailed natural description as on her own emotional and mental responses to the nature she finds around her in Scandinavia. And the important thing is she finds it in it, an experience of the sublime. And out of the sublime, what she experiences is that sense of something larger than herself, something she equates with eternity. Although interestingly, although we might think of it as a spiritual response, she doesn't really bring religion as such into it, which is one of the things that worried especially conservative reviewers at the time. It's as though the question of her own mental welfare was left to her own imagination and her own working out of a moral position outside of religious institutions. And here we get that strong sense in Wollstonecraft, an affirmative sense of there being something larger than herself, something worth living for, whatever the vicissitudes of her own personal life at the time of the journey.